It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Okie dokie, artichoke, here we go. It is time for the Plan B After Show podcast. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, sookie, sookie now. Oh, what?
What?
What are you talking about, yo, Hunter? You weirdo.
Did you ever watch Pootie Tang the other day or something?
Is that from Pootie Tang?
I don't know. Pootie said some weird words like that, Pootie though. Sadate. Sadate.
Oh, anyway, of course, as always, the Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Gilson. They're at 1492 Pipestone Road, and they are full-service motorcycle. It's a motorcycle. Oh, God. Yeah, let's just get through this. For God's sake. Go see them. Gilson Cycle. They're going to get your motorcycle taken care of. It is time for Fact and Opinion. One awesome fact, one dumb opinion. You just do what you want with it. That's all you got to do.
Let me take a sip off my Gatorade here real quick.
Gatorade?
Because I'm an athlete.
No, yeah,
I drink Gatorade like I'm an athlete, you know, like
Jesus.
I'm out doing stuff.
Yeah, athlete. Right, you pull a muscle talking, it's ridiculous.
Last guy that needs Gatorade.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Anyway, okay, here we go. Let's do it. I kind of want to do this one just because I remember this drink so vividly. The drink Fruitopia was discontinued in America in 2003, but it's still on sale in Canada and Australia.
Wow. Fucking Fruitopia, dude. I used to get that every single day
every
in the student lounge.
Day. Dude, we had it in our vending machine, too. We had it was in one of the vending machines. Actually, no, I think we had a Fruitopia vending machine.
We did, too. Yeah, we had you're right. The straight up Fruitopia said Fruitopia on the front of it.
Oh,
it was $1.25 for a Fruitopia, and I would always get the red one.
Dude, that was the fucking best drink. Oh, my God.
Looking back, that's why I have diabetes right now, ladies.
Just chugging Fruitopia. Dude, I wish we had it now because that'd be awesome to mix with vodka. Could you? Yeah. It'd be perfect.
Seriously.
I just found the machine, a picture of the machine, and that's exactly what we had. It had the big red bottle on it.
Yeah, the big red bottle had like a white background, was it?
Yep, and then the Fruitopia up on top, and then it was on ice with like the fruit around it. Ooh.
Yep.
Remember
same
the
machine.
Beachside Blast? That one was delicious.
Yeah. Do you have all the flavors there? Type in Fruitopia flavors.
See what we got. So Fruitopia flavors.
Dude, that was so good. It was a big part of my lunch. Yeah, you know, lunch was like what, $2.25 or something? And then I had to bring an extra $1.25 every day to
always
throw Fruitopia in the
mix. Let's see. You had strawberry passion awareness, kiwi kiwi berry ruckus. I think I got that one a lot.
Beachside berry, yep.
Beachside blast fruit, blueberry watermelon wisdom, orange undercurrent, tangerine wavelength, raspberry psychic lemonade, and fruit integration.
Damn.
Dude, I'm thirsty just talking about this, son.
Dude, it's so much sugar.
Damn. Oh,
so that's why it was so good.
It was. It was great. Man, I have not thought about Fruitopia since probably 2003.
When did it get discontinued?
2003 is when it did.
2003?
In the United States, anyways. I wonder if it kept through. I think we had enough in storage that they kept the machine through my graduation of 04. But by then, I don't know. It was probably expired.
Isn't that wild, though? That's dude, it left when we left high school.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what happened. It was still in and they didn't stock it in 2005.
Dude. Man, I have not thought about Fruitopia in almost 20 years.
Did you guys just have the vending machines, or did you have like a, what do they call it? The student store or the school store or something where you could like go buy, like you could buy like binders or you could
buy
candy.
You and your hoity-toity school that you went to was much different.
Right,
So in middle school, we did have the school store, and part of your, like every student had to work at the school store for like one semester, a couple.
Yep.
You know, so we did that. And yeah, you could buy your erasers and whatever you needed there. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the point of that was. It was to teach us how to do retail. I have no idea. Anyway, so we had that. In high school, we didn't have a school store. And then we did have like how do you word this without being offensive? It was the special ed class. That sounds wrong, right? I don't know. Anyway,
that's the appropriate.
But so the special ed class during in between classes, certain times they would come out and they would sell, you know, like the Little Debbie cakes and drinks and everything that you could buy, and then that all went towards the special ed class and everything like that. But besides that, we just had a few vending machines in that in high school. That was it. That was it.
God, I miss, dude. I miss school kind of.
It was
Here's the thing. It's like you were growing up and you really didn't know. So you're like, life was being molded at that point. So like you really didn't know at the time, you know?
Yeah.
But like at 35 right now, like going back, like here, could you imagine, Brock? They were like, all right, you go to school, you know, until you're 18, you can go to college, you do your thing, get your job. But when you turn 36, you got to go back to school for like a year. So like you get all these people back into one building again. Would it be shenanigans or what? I don't know.
If it was the same rules as high school, and again, I give all the credit in the world to high school teachers. I don't know how you fucking do it. It's just you have all these just hormone raging teenagers that think they know everything, that are trying to fit. Oh my God, dude, it's just nuts. Yep. But it's the little things, like I vividly remember. Like the vending machine, and it's weird that in my mind, in my head, I can just remember getting the Fruitopia, having that $1.25 in my pocket, you know, getting like six cosmic brownies from the stand there, like just oh my God, like it's just little
that
things
little
like
extra
that.
Money that week, yeah, right, you know,
just a pocket full of quarters.
How about your locker? Did you dress your locker up every
year? Of course, man. Of course. Had girls from like Maxim magazine in there, you know. Your girlfriend's picture in there, something that the pep squad made for you hanging on and on. Dude, it just it's such a weird thing. It's just a weird time in life, you know?
Did you ever have the locker where you could just pull open? You didn't have to put the combo in, you could just yank it hard.
There's always that one, you know, that just got beat the fuck up. Or you hope you got that one locker in that one hallway that wasn't monitored all that much, you know?
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
God. We even had to have locker partners because I think we had so many people in our school.
Oh, really?
We didn't have enough
lockers,
you had
to share a locker? No, we didn't. Yeah. Like I said, my school, I think when I graduated, we had like some of the bigger classes, but my class, the school was like 520 kids or something like that. Mm-hmm. So that was it. That was it.
I want to say ours was 1,300.
Wow. That's a lot of kids, man. That's a lot of fucking kids.
That's a lot of fucking shenanigans.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, think about it, Brock. You and I, all right, you put you and I back into school. Go back to school, right?
Yeah.
The shenanigans. You put us with 1,200 other kids that are kind of like us in one building every single day.
Yeah. Yeah. Every day.
Something's going to happen. Yeah. I miss that.
Yeah.
God.
Oh. You were just awful, weren't you? You were just fucking terrible, weren't you? Poor teachers had to deal with you.
I went from hanging out with 1,200 people a day to sitting here in my basement
by yourself doing... talking about Fruitopia. Like, what is happening, man?
What happened, man?
Oh, my God. That's crazy. Yeah. But, yeah, good old Fruitopia. But the nice part is we live very close to Canada. So, Hunter, I think you and I need to make a special trip across the border to our Canadian brethren and get ourselves some Fruitopia.
Does that mean it's duty free? Is that
We could make a fucking killing. We'll go just get a bunch and we'll set up a Fruitopia. Could you imagine Fruitopia along the beach if we had a Fruitopia stand? Oh my God, dude.
We're going to have Fruitopia. We'll have Surge. We'll have Tang.
Dude, forget about it. We'll have the High C. The High C from me.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, we're fuck radio. We're done. We're going to be millionaires.
We're going to be rich.
God, I love it, man. Good old Fruitopia.
You can buy some Gak, too, if you want.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Sell Chinese finger traps and silly putty. What else? Anyway, I really want a Fruitopia now. I wish we wouldn't have done this because I'm thirsty. Anyway, well, that is going to do it here for the Plan B After Show podcast. Thank you so much for hanging out. We will be back next time with another fact and opinion, as always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Gilson!
Gilson! You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.